Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister lauds Jamaica Stock Exchange, National Housing Trust strategic review report to go before Parliament, and Cabinet Office signs MOU with the PSOJ. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the strong performance of the Jamaica Stock Exchange in 2017 augurs well for the island's macroeconomic outlook. The Prime Minister was delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony for the 13th JSE Investments and Capital Markets Conference in New Kingston this week.
The JSE Main and Junior Markets provided average returns of 43.9%. That's amazing. And the Main market appreciated by 50% in 2017. That's amazing. It shows that there is confidence in the economy. It shows that there is an appetite for risk and that there is capital for businesses to invest.
Noting that Jamaica is at the center of the Caribbean in the areas of culture, arts, entertainment, and innovation, Mr. Holness said he is optimistic the country will achieve similar pride of place in the area of economic activity, with the JSE playing a major role. The regional two-day conference was held January 24 to 25 under the theme Driving Growth, Regional Investments for the Climate of Change. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is optimistic that the government's recent initiatives to curb crime will bear fruit. Mr. Holness declared a state of emergency in St. James on January 18. Other security initiatives have since been implemented across the island. Further in his address at the JSE Regional Conference, Mr. Holness said the prevailing security situation poses a serious threat to public safety and, by extension, Jamaica's economic growth program, now improving after decades of stagnation. While acknowledging the anxieties of some citizens, the Prime Minister asserted that the country will benefit significantly in the medium term.
We intend to deal with this situation once and for all. It took us 40 years to get here. It is not going to change overnight. But the message is that the government will be persistent, determined, and instrumental in its actions.
Meanwhile, the public will soon hear details about the strategic review of the National Housing Trust. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the report on the strategic review of the housing institution, commissioned in 2016, will be sent to Parliament for deliberation in short order.
I will be turning this document over to the Cabinet for it to review, then to go to Parliament, and then the nation will have an opportunity to discuss, and then we will come up with a national plan as to how we can reform the NHT to make it an even greater catalyst towards housing solutions in Jamaica.
Mr. Holness was speaking at his quarterly press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday. And the Office of the Cabinet has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, geared at introducing a program to promote service excellence within the public and private sectors. Under the Service Excellence Program, the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Division, PSTMD, will work to build the capacity of ministries, departments, and agencies while also eliminating old, inefficient, and manual-based processes and systems. Cabinet Secretary Ambassador Douglas Saunders says the initiative is aimed at ensuring consistent delivery of efficient and high-quality services to the public by all entities.
The Service Excellence Trust recognizes the importance of a number of things, mainly reducing and, where appropriate, eliminating red tape to improve the ease of transacting business with the government, making it easier to access government-related information and services, and improving efficiency. The reform program is guided by empirical data.
Ambassador Saunders was speaking at the signing ceremony held at Jamaica House on Wednesday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.